about this study that found people that were cool and popular at 13 had problems succeeding later in life?
Hmm. I'm doing okay, and I was very popular at 13.
In school?
Oh, no, at home. The servants would sing to me, laugh at my jokes. I wish I knew their names.
Does the study say what happens to the unpopular kids?
You tell me, you woke up in bed with one.
Listen to this. I just received an email from Will Wheaton. Leonard Nimoy's son is working on a documentary that he started with his father before he passed away. It's about Mr. Spock and his impact on our culture.
Why is he writing to you?
Well, they're looking for fans to interview, and Will thought I'd be good for it.
Oh, hey, high five.
You, absolutely not. Yeah, Penny, you spent some time in front of the camera. Any words of advice?
Yes, don't take your shirt off just because the director said so.
This is a documentary about Mr. Spock. I'm sure if there's nudity, it will be tasteful.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait.
The Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids. Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
You got a minute?
Not really. Visigoths are kind of up my butt right now.
Pause the game, Howard.
Howard? Uh-oh. Make room, Visigoths. So?
We need to talk about redecorating this, please.
Oh, no, not this again.
Look, I get that you grew up here and you're attached to things looking a certain way, but I want this to feel like my house, too.
Oh, honey, of course it's your house. I mean, why else would you be cleaning it all the time?
All right, let's start over. I'm redecorating. The furniture, the carpeting, the walls. I'm changing everything that depresses me when I look at it. Try not to be one of those things.
May I say something?
Is it about how I can't have new wallpaper because your dad left when you were little and your mom died?
Never mind.
Hello, Amy. It's Sheldon. Yeah, I know that we're broken up, but I'm leaving this message because I thought perhaps you'd like to watch me be interviewed for a documentary about Mr. Spock. Or, as I like to call it, a Spockumentary. Yeah, I'm going to use that joke in the interview, so try to laugh like you're hearing it for the first time. You know, hysterically. And with a tinge of sadness that I'm no longer in your life.
I'm the one who thought of Spockumentary.
And I'm laughing like I did the first time I heard it.
Hello.
Hey, Sheldon. This is Adam Nimoy.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, it's nice to meet you. I admire your father's work very much. It's not every day I get to meet someone whose life's journey began in my hero's scrotum.
I told you, this guy is gold.
What are you doing?
Oh, making myself a bologna sandwich like my mom used to make me after my dad left, but before she died.
Okay, listen. I'm thinking that maybe we can compromise on the house.
I'm listening.
Let's just redo one room and see how it goes.
That is reasonable. But what room?
How about this one?
No way. No, this is the room I associate the most with my mom.
Then how about the bathroom?
I want to change my answer.
Fine, in the dining room.
I guess we didn't use it very often. Unless we had company, which didn't happen much after my dad left, and not at all
Wait,
after my
mom. I'm gonna go pick out paint samples.
Right, we're just gonna have a conversation, pretend the camera's not here.
All right. But this better not be some elaborate scheme to get me out of my shirt.
How long have you known Adam?
A few years.
And what are you getting him back for?
Let's start with your name and occupation.
Dr. Sheldon Cooper, theoretical physicist, Caltech.
And what is your earliest memory of the character Spock?
The first episode of Star Trek, the original series I ever saw, was the Galileo 7. Spock had just landed on the planet Taurus 2. Then my brother came in, sat on my head, and said, "Eat farts." After that day, I was hooked. Yep. On Star Trek, not my brother's sphincter-based cuisine.
What was it about Spock that appealed to you?
I think the same thing that appeals to people everywhere. And the dream of a cold, rational world entirely without human emotion. Spock came from a planet governed only by logic. You know, on Vulcan, when your brother asks, "Why are you hitting yourself?" the answer is, "Well, I'm not. You're moving my arm." To which he says, "Fascinating." And then you both watch educational television.
Oh, when he says things like that, I just want to hug him and make everything better.
My brother was mean to me, too.
Yeah, you probably had it coming.
Do you have any Spock collectibles?
I have many. My most treasured is an autographed napkin given to me by my very thoughtful friend Penny. That's her over there.
Hi. Look at that. I'm in a movie. My shirt stayed on.
Can we see the napkin?
Oh, of course. Excuse me. This will just take a moment.
When did we get a wall safe?
When there was no more room in the floor safe.
When did we get a floor safe?
When we got the security camera.
There's a security camera?
Aquaman, protecting your home since 2012.
Oh my God, we've done things on that couch.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me.
So your father-in-law is in there right now?
Yes, so back me up. The house is good the way it is.
Okay, got it.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, Raj. Dad and I were just talking about taking down this wall.
You sure? It's a pretty great wall.
What's so great about it?
I'm sorry, I did what I could.
Seriously, you brought Raj over to take your side?
Your dad's on your side.
He's not on my side. He's doing all the work for free.
That is so generous of you.
I'd like to switch sides.
Look, I don't even think you can take this wall down because it's load-bearing.
Well, it's easy to find out. Just go into the crawl space under the house and check.
When is your visa up?
Not only is it signed to me, but this is where he wiped his mouth. So we are currently in the presence of Leonard Nimoy's DNA.
Doesn't Adam count as Leonard Nimoy's DNA?
No offense, but this is pure 100% Nimoy. Now, because of your mother, you're only 50%. Which isn't bad, but anything that you wipe your mouth on gets thrown away.
Okay, enough about the napkin. What else are you hiding in there?
Now, wouldn't you like to know?
I would.
All right, then. See, it's just my valuables. My passport, my will.
You have a will?
Yeah, my 1/18th scale Will Wheaton action figure. Yeah, I also have the other kind of will. And in it, I will my will back to Will.
Will Will want it?
Will won't.
Oh, what's that ring box?
Oh, that is an engagement ring that I was going to give my girlfriend, Amy.
What?
You bought her a ring?
No. This has been in my family for generations. No, except for a short time when Comanches cut off my great-great-great-grandmother's finger and stole it.
Sheldon, that's awful.
No, the Texas Rangers tracked them down to their village and slaughtered every last one of them. It was a happy ending. Well, for my 9-fingered Nana.
Okay, back to the ring. Does Amy even know about this?
No, she broke up with me before I could broach the subject.
Man, I'm sorry. That must have been devastating for you.
No, not at all. No, I'm fine. You know, Amy had reservations about our relationship, so all worked out for the best.
I know, it's just...
I said I'm fine! We've gotten a little off topic. Allow me to make things entertaining again in this little Spockumentary. That was Leonard's joke.